Hello everybody, welcome back to YouTube TV. Yes, hoy tenemos este video de ya no digas ya para de decir, en este caso no digas what. Cuando alguien te dice algo, what do you mean to say? Where are you going after class? Y te dices, what? Puedes decir what, pero vamos a darte otras 16 formas más, sinónimos, para que te repitan, para que tú puedas decir, repíteme esto, dímelo otra vez, etc. Va a ser súper útil para cuando viajes al extranjero, when you guys go abroad. All right, I'll see you in just a few seconds.
Subscribe, subscribe, you're not gonna die. Subscribe, subscribe, and it won't make you cry. Come on, dude, don't be a fool. Just go ahead and make that move.
Yeah, yeah. All right, welcome back to You Talk TV. And let's get started. Vamos a darte 17 en total, 17 formas de que tú puedes decir que te repitan una frase cuando no lo has entendido. Lo más típico es que digamos que, como en español, what, que es eso, que es, de hecho, que lo puedes ver en nativos, pero vamos a darte otras formas porque lo típico es que los hispanos siempre abusemos de una forma de decir algo, como por ejemplo more or less, siempre decimos más o menos more or less, y siempre tendemos a decir what para que te repitan algo, y aquí te vamos a decir un montón de sinónimos para que los puedas poner en práctica. All right, so, la primera, the first one, pues la típica, la que precisamente estamos buscando sinónimos para ella, que es what? En plan, hey, so, we going after class. What? Puedes decir eso, that's fine. O puedes incluso decir, huh? So, where you going after class? ¿A dónde vas después de clase? Where are you going after class? Where you going after class? Huh? Como que no has entendido, ¿vale? Pues esas son las más típicas. Número uno. Number two. Puedes decir simplemente sorry. 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 Ok. Yes. Número tres. I'm sorry. So, where are you going after class? I'm sorry. Por el tono también y por cómo tú te vas a comportar, ya vas a presuponer que quieres que te lo repitan, ¿no? So, where are you going after class? Sorry. Yeah. Where are you going after class? All right, yes, I don't know, I might go have a drink. All right, number four. Otra forma de decir what, en lugar de decir what, qué, pues vas a decir say it again. Number four, say it again. Dicho deprisa, say it again, say it again, say it again, repite conmigo, say it again. So, what are you going to ask class? Say it again, say it again. All right, number five, say that again. Say that again. Say that again. Say that again. So, what do you mean to say? What do you mean to do? Say that again. Say that again. Say that again. Say that again. Yes. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? All right. Yes. That's clear now. Yeah. So, say that again. Say that again. Cuidado, that es a TH semiclave. Así, fijaos. That. ¿No sabes qué son las letras clave y semiclave? Echa un vistazo abajo a la descripción del video. Say that again. Number six, muy parecida, simplemente say again. Sin el it and sin el that, ¿vale? Say again, say again. So, where are you going after class? Say again. I'm saying, where are you going after class? All right, clarificación, ¿vale? Say again, say again. Number seven, esta es muy común entre los nativos. What's that? What's that? Was that? And I remember I learned this one. I had been in the US for only a week and I went to the gym, but the gym was locked. It was closed. La puerta del gimnasio estaba cerrada. And y le dije algo a un chico que había ahí y no me entendió y me dijo, was that? Was that? Y dije, wow, que en vez de decir, what? Dijo, was that? Y dije, wow, queda más pro. And I took it down. Me lo apunté. I took it down. Y desde entonces siempre digo, was that? Así lo dijo. Was that? Was that? What's that? So were you going after class? What's that? All right. Number eight. En pasado. What was that? El anterior era número 7. What's that? Y este sería what was that? What was that? What was that? Fijaos el that, semiclave TH, that, y la T última que casi no se dice. ¿Vale? What was that? What was that? Repeat it to me. What was that? What was that? All right. Otra forma de pedir que te lo repitan. ¿Ok? Siempre con la entonación adecuada. What was that? Now we have number nine, muy típica también, come again. Come again? Come again? Like, it's lo mismo que tú dices, say that again? Say that again? Come again? So, were you going to ask class? Oh, come again? Yes, I'm saying, where are you going after class? All right, come again. Number 10, quizá un poquito más educada, que es perdón me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me. So where are you going after class? Pardon me? Where are you going after class? All right, yeah, thank you. Pardon me, pardon, fijaos cómo se pronuncia. P más A más R, pardon. Y la D se hace como R suave y casi la R se la come, ¿verdad? Fijaos, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me. Más educada, un number 11. I beg your pardon. I, cuidado no decir I, sino I beg, fijaos esa E casi como una A, beg your, letra clave R, letra semiclave Y, pardon. I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon? Y lo puedes combinar con I beg your pardon, could you say that again? I beg your pardon, could you say that again? Por el tono te lo van a entender, ¿vale? So, what are you gonna do now? Oh, I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon. ¿Veis la entonación? Y decirlo así, ¿vale? Number 12. Muy común. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, so, do you want to get a drink? Oh, excuse me. No, I was saying, if you wanted to get a drink. Excuse me. All right. También puedes decir, number 13. No lo he entendido. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry nunca viene mal. Okay? I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Y con, no es I como E, pero la parte del tongo de la I no sería I, sino I didn't. Fijaos que sería D como R suave y como E. Didn't, I didn't. Y la D última se dice I didn't. No, I didn't get that. I didn't get that. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Ya puedes decir, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Say that again. Sí, bueno, sí, ya es a lo mejor con una señora mayor que tuvieras que explicarlo mucho, ¿vale? Pero si no, oh, I didn't get that. O también simplemente puedes decir, I didn't get it. Number 14. Sorry, didn't get it. I didn't get it. Repeat after me. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Number 15, otra variación de esto. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. I didn't catch. Throw and catch. No lo he pillado. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Didn't catch that. What did I say? What did I say? Tweet? Oh, didn't catch that. Tweet? Hey, tweet? Oh, didn't catch that. Could you say that again? Oh, I'm saying, if you ate, did you eat? Did you eat? Did you eat, tweet, tweet? All right, I understand now. I didn't catch that before. Number 16. Otra forma de no lo he pillado, no lo he entendido. I didn't pick that up. I'm sorry, didn't pick that up. Fijaos que me salto incluso el I. Okay, I'm sorry, didn't pick that up. Así, bueno, es como que no lo has entendido, pero quedas bien porque dices, oh, este tío hispano, ¿y cómo dice didn't pick that up? En vez de decir what, what, dices, oh, so, hey, so what did you say? Oh, sorry, didn't get that. Sorry, didn't pick that up. I'm sorry, didn't pick that up. Y dice, wow, pues será que no lo ha entendido porque lo he dicho rápido, porque el tío controla, ¿no? Didn't pick that up. Siempre yo he sido partidario de entre la opción que solemos usar siempre los hispanos típicamente y la que usan los nativos, siempre intentar hacer esas variaciones te va a hacer como sonar muy natural para ellos. Vas a sorprender, ¿vale? Si en vez de decir what, dices, oh, didn't get that. O, pardon me. O, didn't catch that. O, sorry, didn't pick that up. I'm sorry, didn't pick that up. Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't pick that up. So, no vas a quedar como que no sabes inglés, van a decir al revés. Oh, este tío controla. I'm sorry, I didn't pick that up. Pero no I didn't pick that up o whatever, sino I didn't pick that up. Didn't pick that up. I'm sorry, didn't pick that up. Could you say that again? Okay. O también, número 17, aún también es larga y completa. Could you repeat that again? Hey, could you repeat that again? Fijaos, could... You, la D más la Y se convierte en sonido clave GJ. Could you repeat that, semiclave TH, again? Could you repeat that again? Could you repeat that again? Repite. Could you repeat? Could you repeat? Could you repeat that again? Hey, could you repeat that again? So what are you gonna do after class? Oh, sorry, could you repeat that again? Ya lo dices así, could you repeat that again? Hey. You repeat that again? Y quedas como, wow, sorprendente. Se olvidan que como que no lo has entendido y van a decir, ¿cómo habla, no? Hey, could you repeat that again? Could you repeat that again? Letra clave R, repeat that again. Hey, could you repeat that again? Y, guys, repetiré las veces que haga falta. Este libro de Phrasal Verbs totalmente gratis. Abajo tenéis el enlace en la descripción y, por supuesto, nuestro YouTalk TV Plus. 450 videos que te van a llevar de cero a bilingüe en tiempo récord, como Carlos y yo lo hicimos. Él y yo lo hicimos sin ningún tipo de apoyo. y fue por propia intuición, nosotros te damos todos los puntos para que vayas de 0 a super avanzado, de nivel A0 a nivel C3, que denominamos nosotros, en tiempo récord, con tu esfuerzo y constancia, eso sí, pero te vas a motivar desde el minuto 1. Echa un vistazo abajo a www.youtalkonline.com. Guys, decime si tenéis alguna sugerencia más, aparte de estos 17 formas de decir what que te hemos dicho, y déjanos comentario abajo. Ayúdanos a salvar el inglés. Thank you guys. Subscribe to YouTalk TV. Subscribe, subscribe. You're not gonna die. And I'll see you later. Bye bye.